As people age, they often reframe the life behind them, sometimes bringing it more sharply into focus with deeper understanding, sometimes softening the edges with a rosy affection. In the soon-to-be-released film, The Glass Castle, we see both. In the film adaptation of Jeanette Wall's 2005 book, Maui-born director and screenwriter Destin Daniel Cretton shows the nuanced and varied perspectives of a family of four children who must take care of themselves. The parents' counterculture, free spirit, identities often endanger their kids, even as they try to teach them to find and rely on themselves. I spoke earlier today with Destin Daniel Cretton, and I asked him, what is it in this story that we might ask ourselves about the impact of parenting?
I really hope that this movie does what the book does, which is it doesn't really have any clear answers to that question, but I hope that it creates a discussion to allow people to talk about that and really think about the residue that they have left over from their parents and also think about how much impact they have on the people who are under them, whether that's their kids or just other people who look up to them. That is something that I'm constantly doing. I'm constantly trying to be aware in my own life of things that I'm carrying from my past and also being aware of how I could affect somebody else.
People are often very judgmental, especially when it comes to parents judging other parents. And the knee-jerk reaction when you first see the film is, how could a parent endanger a child like that? How could a parent not feed a child or allow a three-year-old to go off and try to make her own breakfast and then get burned in that way and seemingly take not very much responsibility for it or even understand that there was a role that they had to play in that? How do you think that syncs with parenting in general and how people judge each other?
A very interesting question, and I think in most cases it's easy to judge somebody that you don't fully know. It's much more difficult to judge somebody when you learn the context of everything that is behind them and behind their actions. I mean, Jeanette has said something that's kind of stuck with me ever since the first time she said it, and somebody asked her if she has come to the point where she's able to forgive her parents for what they did to her. And she said for her, it's not about forgiveness because that makes her a victim. And the way she phrased it was, how can you forgive something for being damaged? And for her, it's less about forgiveness and more about acceptance. And that's not accepting necessarily things that they did and saying it's okay. It's just accepting them for who they are and the broken people that they are, and that there's freedom in just accepting that reality.
We often hear from psychologists who will tell kids who have been through harrowing situations that in part of accepting that, they also have to realize that their parents were doing the best that they could. It might not have been the best as maybe society might define it or as other parenting experts would want to have it, but that it was the best that those parents could do. That seems to be what you're saying about the place that Jeanette Walls has come in looking at her life and her parents.
Yeah, I think there's something really inspiring about where she has landed in terms of her perspective of her past. And she has come to realize that there's a good chance her dad had bipolar disorder. I mean, he was never diagnosed, but he had these extreme ups and downs, and had a lot of the. He seemed, when she looks at her past, he seems to fit all of the criteria, and that combined with his alcoholism, that also combined with the upbringing that he had and the weight that he carried from his pretty terrible relationship with his mother in particular, I think she was able to see a perspective of her father that wasn't just a child looking at a dad. It has become a human looking at a human and seeing how much he has carried from his own past. And, I think in a way, Rex actually has gotten better. As bad as he is, I think he has instilled things into his children that his mom never gave to him. Like, his mom never gave him encouragement or the belief that he could do anything in the world. And despite all of his, you know, very real downsides, he did instill that belief in themselves to all of his kids and encourage them to just go after whatever they wanted to go after.
There also seems to be some lessons here for society at large. You mentioned that she looks back and believes now that her dad was bipolar. We talk a lot about mental health these days, more so than we ever have before, and yet it's still a very far length from the way in which we talk about physical health. Do you think that seeing this story and seeing some of both the upsides and certainly the deep down terrible sides of what happened in her childhood has made Jeanette's story one that is instructive for society?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot that we can learn from Jeanette's story. I think a lot of people still find the idea of mental health something that is, you know, just out in the air somewhere that they can't grab hold of. But it is a very, you know, it's a very real thing. And I do find it kind of dangerous to ignore that as a factor in terms of how people are acting towards each other. And when you look at her parents in the context of that, it is much easier to understand that they aren't necessarily operating from a place that we can, like, if you're a perfectly sane person, everything that they're doing just seems completely out of control and crazy. But there is something to definitely learn from her own analyzation of who her parents are. And I think more so than that, for people who are in that situation, for kids who feel that up and that daily and weekly up and down change of their parents, and it can be a very confusing thing. I think it's hopefully a story that can help people not feel so alone in that.
And is there also a message in there for the community at large in dealing with mental health? And what have you heard from the mental health community?
I mean, I think Jeanette, as she's gone around with this story and as she's been promoting this book, that has been a big topic of conversation. I don't really want to put words in her mouth because she's the one who really experienced all of this. But for you, Dustin,
as you were, you know, writing this and looking at this in a way that's now in a very different medium from the book and her story, but in a way that may be even more accessible to a lot of people if they go to the movies and they see this film, is this something that you think is going to help the mental health community make a couple of points about bipolar life with a parent and for kids and what the responsibility to society may be to families like that?
I mean, I hope it does. I really do. I hope it helps create discussion and gives people something to look at and have a reference point to create that type of dialogue.
Well, I want to thank you for the dialogue we had today, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
Director-screenwriter Destin Daniel Cretton was born and raised in Maui. He wrote and directed the 2013 film Short Term 12. Lionsgate is releasing his latest film, The Glass Castle, in theaters everywhere on Friday.